98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Brendan, coming up, you're going to be telling us what not to do at a work Christmas party.
Yes, and apologies if it's too late for you. up first, though, move over the super sniffer. There's another blindfolded bandit in town. A father and son duo have just attempted to break the world record for making a sandwich with their eyes shut.
Oh, I don't know if I want to be handling a knife with being able to see.
It would just be a butter knife, so you'd be grand. David Rush popped on the blindfold while his 9-year-old Jeremy guided him with verbal instructions. Together, they made a ham, cheese and tomato sandwich with butter.
2, 1, go.
The knife is on the right and so is the butter is on the not left top, just left. Ham is right next to the butter. You put the sandwich on the ham. The cheese is right above it. Still sticks right there.
Stop. 36.56.
Oh. Wow. His son's so calm.
Yeah, very calm. So they beat the previous record, which was just over 40 seconds. I watched the video. He put a lot of butter on. And I mean, I'm a fan of Kerrygold now, but it was a lot of butter.
Too much to take it away.
Thank you very much. Up next, high drama at a pie eating competition in England, which hasn't even happened yet. This is taking place tonight. It's the World Pie Eating Championship in Wigan.
Yeah.
And there's going to be an extra serving of security.
Oh.
It's after the organiser found out that one of the competitors is planning to cheat.
So
Tony Callaghan's the organiser of this, and I don't know who told him, but someone said that one of the pie eaters is planning to wear, and it's really specific, a B&Q funnel underneath a raincoat.
So they can drop it down.
Basically, so they could.
That's shocking.
How much is falling out of his mouth?
There's a mole somewhere.
Yeah. So the organizer Tony says we're going to be deploying security to check for secreted funnels, and anyone who looks like a baddie from Slow Horses will be denied entry.
You'd have to be frisked.
Yeah, you would have to be frisked. But like, I mean, is that a funnel, or are you just happy to see me? It's not something you can disguise easily.
Oh my gosh, that's shocking stuff.
Last year's contest, it was won by a 43-year-old builder from Manchester, who polished off a pie in 14 seconds.
Oh no.
It'll be coming straight back up.
Oh, I think it would have to be an apple pie. Do you know when the meat pie is now?
No, it is a full-size meat pie.
It's a meat pie?
Yeah, it's a full-size meat pie.
Would you be eating a meat pie ever?
Yeah, some of them, yeah. I wouldn't like anything like, I wouldn't like steak and kidney now, but I'd like a chicken and leek maybe.
Yeah, gotcha.
Finally, this morning, it is the most wonderful time of the year. I'm not talking about presents, kisses under the mistletoe, or even food. I'm talking about when you get to come back into work after the Christmas party and talk about who made a show of themselves. It's always great when it's not you.
Yeah, this is it.
A HR expert, hungry for a headline, has helpfully declared what you should not do at your work Christmas party.
Okay.
Melissa Stone is her name. She says, it can take years to build up your reputation at work, but just one night to undo it all. Mm. She warns workers not to be fooled by the false sense of security of a simple night out, because according to her, what happens at the Christmas party does not stay at the Christmas party.
No.
So she's a short list of things you shouldn't do.
Okay, this
and
is
I
good to
apologize
know.
Apologise if your Christmas party has come and gone. Don't get too loose.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah.
Don't overshare.
Fair enough.
You see, the thing is, Mick.
Yeah,
do you know what
by
I mean?
The way.
Yeah. Don't argue.
Yeah, no.
Right, that's fair enough.
Oh, yeah. Do you know when people get serious on the night out?
No, I'm just here to sing a song.
I'm here to perform Mariah Carey.
Don't tell inappropriate jokes.
Uh-huh. Still a work event.
It's still a work event. I don't mind if someone does tell me one and I pretend to be disgusted, but really I'm like, that's gas.
Friend.
Don't make romantic advances.
Yeah, okay.
That's happened. To me. Don't. It has. And I won't go into more detail. Now, it was many years ago. Do you remember that?
In a previous company, in a previous life.
Don't complain about work, pay or managers. And the final note from Melissa Stone, the HR expert, don't get into photos or videos that you can't control. And speaking of which, there is a TikTok from our Christmas lunch last Friday where we all danced to our song Christmas 98 and I couldn't control my right leg.
You did really well.
I did okay.
Yeah. At least you knew you were being filmed, though.
I did know I was being
filmed. You did.
That is Brendan's bit.
Brendan, thank you so much.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Big prizes.
Lots of glamour.
At the soundproof booth.
98FM.
Welcome, welcome to Thursday's edition of your favourite game, Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win some really impressive prizes by sending either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and trying to say the same three words. Sounds easy, proven not to be. Here's AI Us with more.
Buckle up with this motor racing voucher.
Get glam with a Dyson Airwrap.
Get cheesy with a cheese board.
Ooh. And dash through the aisles with this €200 grocery voucher.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Unreal prizes.
I want to win all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cheese board especially, Brendan. That's a bit of you. Good morning to Brendan in Nace. How are you, Brendan?
How are you doing?
Brendan, great name.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a brilliant name, isn't it? How are you, Brendan? What are you up to for the day?
We're just getting ready to drop my son to school.
Very good.
Off to work.
What's your son's name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
The name. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Have you guys had a chat about who you'd like to play with this morning?
Yeah, who?
Rebecca.
Oh, guys,
Rebecca,
thank you.
You're
it's my last Matchy Matchy of the year,
yes,
so I'm thrilled.
Out to the soundproof.
Thank you.
Let's get a win. Imagine ever getting a win on your last Matchy Matchy of the year. What a way to go out. Okay. Brendan and Jesse, are we feeling confident?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is daily.
Daily.
Bugle.
Daily bugle. Your second word is cookie.
Monster.
Yep.
And your third word is skin.
Oh.
Dirt.
Corn. You sure? Yeah, burn.
Burn. Okay, after daily, you've said bugle. After cookie, you're saying monster. And you're saying skin burn. Brendan and Jesse, are we locking those in?
No, I want to change skin burn to, you said.
Skin burn is good.
Yeah.
Skin burn? Okay, we're locking them in.
We're locking them in.
Here we go, locking the words in. And getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How are you, pet? How was the soundproof booth this morning?
Now, would you believe there was a selection box in there?
Oh, has it been opened yet?
It may have been opened now.
Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Brendan and Jesse is daily.
Daily. Daily newspaper. Oh no.
Your second word is cookie.
Cookie. I'm stuck between two. Okay, let's say cookie jar.
Cookie jar. And your third word is skin.
Skin. Skin. Skin care?
Have you managed to Matchy Matchy with Brendan and Jesse this morning?
Did we get any this morning? No, none this morning.
I know.
Abysmal for my last performance. Horrific performance this morning.
After daily, the guy said bugle. After cookie, they went with monster.
Yeah,
and they said skin burn. There we go. Not
guys,
to be this
what's
morning.
A bugle?
The daily bugle. Is that a... Jesse, explain daily bugle to us.
That one building in Spider-Man.
Okay, well, I never was going to get that, sadly. I must rewatch Spider-Man now, inspired by you guys. Guys, have a lovely Christmas. Thanks for playing.
Okay, you too.
Get up! 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.